Administrators who run the in-between were at the state capitol this week asking lawmakers for money to expand its operations. The hospice provides end-of-life care for homeless individuals who might otherwise be in a shelter or on the streets. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
The in-between, which is housed in the old Guadalupe School on Salt Lake City's west side, is the first facility of its kind in the state. Executive Director Kim Correa says the original plan to renovate the old Guadalupe School would require expensive seismic upgrades. A new building, however, would cost less and better suit residents' needs. She's asked lawmakers for $850,000 to get started on development.
And then we would, of course, reach out to the funding community to raise, in all likelihood, the remainder of probably a total $6 million project.
Correa hopes the new building would allow the in-between to serve at least 25 clients at a time. She says the terminally ill homeless are the highest users of 911 and emergency rooms.
Once they're placed in a facility like the in-between, the unnecessary 911 calls stop. At $2,000 per call with medical transport, that's a considerable savings.
When presented with the request Monday in the Social Services Appropriations Subcommittee, Republican Senator Brian Chiazawa, a physician, said it makes sense financially.
Having people cared for in a compassionate setting here is far better than being in a hospice or in a hospital, where it's going to cost us as taxpayers so much more, and it's so much better for the patient.
Many of the in-between's residents have late-stage cancer, heart disease, or liver disease. Correa says 50 homeless people die on the street each year. Whitney Evans, KUER News.